BBC. Holby City, starring Tina Hobley as Chrissy, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Hugh Quarshie as Rick, and Guy Henry as Hanson. Previously.
It's a boy!
It's a boy! Really?
Hello, little baby. No, I cannot tell you. Thank you so much.
Forget it, it was worth it.
You told me to run my ward my way, so I took the executive decision to close to non-electives.
You closed the ward to non-electives?
Yes.
Perhaps we should trial it for a longer period.
Great, another back-of-the-envelope decision by management.
You and Me by Peter McKenna. Morning, and running in heels, Mo drops her bag, then an ambulance steers around her. She picks up her things and then hurries on. A man with an oxygen mask is being wheeled into the hospital.
Almost there, darling.
The bearded man lifts the mask.
Spray.
Straight after Darwin.
Sorry for calling you. I didn't know what else to do.
No, you were right to call.
You okay?
Yeah, school sports day, 1987. Last time I ran. At least this time it didn't end in vomiting. Yet.
Mo gets into the lift with the people. Chrissy scans a busy AAU. A trolley narrowly misses her. To Eddie.
What are you doing? Bussing people in from out of town?
Michael and Sasha in theatre all day.
Right, so who have we got? Perfect.
I'm going to have to declare today and no loud noises or sudden movements day. Will somebody please tell the patients?
Hello?
05, please.
Thank you.
Well, that's my last night out until your farewell party.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a secret?
Are you leaving? It's nothing official. There's a job coming up in Keller.
Oh, right. I didn't hear about that.
Well, it's not been advertised yet. Serena Campbell mentioned it.
Ah, keeping it to herself, is she?
Well, not really. She just isn't telling you.
What are you doing here?
Nice to see you too, buddy.
I thought today was a Duvet and Dirty Harry box set day.
Clint will have to wait. Got a patient booked in for a cabbage next month, it's taking a turn for the worse, so probably going to have to do it today.
Your occupational health will you here?
Of course.
And Elliot?
Yes, Mother, called him too.
I'm not trying to nag.
But you're succeeding anyway.
2 words for you.
Welcome back.
Puperal mastitis.
I told you that in drunken confidence.
Inflammation of the breast, fever, aches and pains, general fatigue.
I'm familiar with the symptoms.
Not exactly conducive for surgery.
I'm feeling much better now, thanks for asking.
Mild fever.
100-metre dash across the car park and you'd be clammy too. This is fun, but I've got a cabbage to prep for.
Chrissy looks at notes as an unconscious woman's wheeled in.
So what happened exactly?
She was building a wall that collapsed on her.
Right. Does your friend have a name?
Not my friend, she's a neighbour.
Right, what's your not friend's name?
Emily Horton.
Emily? Emily, can you hear me?
Any fool could have told you, don't put a block wall on soft sloping ground.
When she wakes up, I'm sure you can tell her that and she'll really appreciate it. CNS observations are all clear. Eddie, can I have 10 milligrams of morphine, please? Sorry, I can't. Busy. Fine, I'll do it myself.
Mo's with the bearded man.
Severe chest pains.
He also had tightness of the neck and left arm.
I guess I don't need to ask about the shortness of breath. I take it you bought the magical file?
Oh, yeah.
The woman hands over a folder.
Daily BP readings, types and dosages of...
In the last column, I've started to take a note of anything unusual, like if Lorkey is especially tired or out of breath.
She's a keeper. OK, let's run some bloods, get an urgent ECG. He'll need a GTN infusion and 5 milligrams of diamorphine. Slow IV.
I sent Macario.
This is for you.
St. Macario Special Reserve.
It's waiting list for that.
Don't worry, I'll I took it home.
It's perfect with figs.
You have a suspected heart attack and you still find time to bring me a gift. And that's why you're my favourite patient.
And now you're not pregnant anymore, you can eat all the cheese you want. Yeah.
Cheese, caffeine, alcohol, all back on the menu.
So, Boy or girl?
Boy.
Gorgeous. Boy's lovely. To keep you awake at night.
I'll let you get set up. Be back to check on you in a little while.
Mo leaves the couple. Eddie's walking by.
Excuse me. Do I?
What are you doing here?
I found you. I brought you into hospital.
But you're not expecting any thanks.
It's all right, Emily. I've got something for the pain relief.
Soon, please. I have the pain threshold of a man.
I hear you're in a building accident.
Is that what he told you?
Well, there's no fracture. That's a good start. OK, let's have a look at the leg.
You might not want to watch this bit.
Skin entirely separated from the body tissue underneath. Significant damage to the soft tissue, nerves and vasculature. Lower limb pulses are weak, and the foot is looking pallid. I'd like to run a few more tests before we decide on a definite plan of action.
OK.
Let's keep the fluids up. Keep a close eye on her BP. OK. Stay positive.
Stay positive. In your nursing experience, can that actually stave off gangrene?
Is there anyone you want me to call for you?
My parents live in Portugal.
What about a friend that could stay with you?
We should be getting off right now.
Please do.
I'll be right back.
Chrissy draws a curtain.
Excuse me. Do you think maybe you could stay with Emily?
She doesn't want me here.
Today's going to be tough enough for her without having to go through it alone.
You think she's going to lose her leg?
I think a bit of moral support would really help.
Okay.
After your attack this morning, I recommend that your operation be brought forward to today, and I'm hopeful it'll relieve all your symptoms.
No more attacks or wheezing or GTN sprays.
Not if you look after yourself.
A new life.
We can visit some of those suppliers who keep inviting you over. The one in Croatia, on the little island.
Pasky, sir.
Or Emilia Romana. I love Italy.
Why don't I leave you to plan your world cheese tour?
Or we could try to start a family. There's nothing stopping us now.
Let's wait and see how the operation goes first.
Johnny and Elliot are waiting for Mo at the nurse's station.
I've been clamped again, haven't I?
I've just done an assessment on Lachlan Gladwell. He's got cold agglutinin.
We could still do it off bypass.
Cabbage on a beating heart. Much trickier, much riskier.
Yeah, what options do we have?
Postpone for a couple of weeks? Get a low-prime machine?
No, it makes no sense to postpone. I know it's a little bit trickier off bypass.
A little?
Is he at a stress echo?
It's booked for later this morning. But everything's screaming advanced coronary artery disease. Look, I say we schedule in for theatre. If the echo says otherwise, we cancel.
Sounds like a plan.
Thunderbirds, I'll go.
Is there something you want to say?
Mo shouldn't even be back at work yet. And now she's performing tricky heart surgery.
Miss Fanger seems upbeat and enthusiastic.
Exactly. Upbeat and enthusiastic is her default setting when something is wrong.
This procedure is well within her experience and capability.
Ordinarily, yes. But Mo gave birth 2 weeks ago, and it was childbirth of the messy, screaming, no pain relief variety.
I have been to way too many gender equality workshops to ever suggest that a colleague might not be up to the job because she's just had a baby. But I'll keep my eye on it. Thank you. It's the best I can do.
In Hansen's office.
A what?
Business manager for surgery.
Sounds like a made-up job title.
That a business management consultant has been paid a lot of money to come up with.
I can assure you this one is very real. The board have approved funding for the position and the successful candidate starts today.
More managers, fewer doctors. Just what we need.
Haven't I seen that on an NHS poster somewhere?
You'll be pleased to learn that his initial remit is to identify possible savings, thereby lightening the consultant's administrative burden.
There's a concept I can get behind.
And anything that allows us more time in theatres to be welcomed, I feel.
Let's just put the celebrations on hold until we see what we've been given.
In the gents, a smartly dressed man in his 20s stops dancing to shine his black shoe on the back of his trousers, then looks in the mirror.
Yes, you can.
Cold water, this?
It means your red blood cells clot at low temperatures and could clog up the bypass machine.
I can't have my operation.
Well, with your permission, we can proceed today as scheduled, just off bypass. It's called a beating heart operation.
OK.
It does carry a little extra risk.
I thought that was too simple.
But not having the surgery also has risks.
Is that supposed to make me feel better? It's not working.
I'm just giving you your options.
Damned if I do, damned if I don't.
It's not how I'd put it.
How would you put it?
You're here now, Lorcan, prepped and ready. Why go home and take the chance of having another attack? The sooner we do this, the sooner you can start your new life.
Let's do it.
So what will Audrey do now? No more medical records to keep.
She'll still have the rest of my life to run.
We could all do with an Audrey in our lives.
You can have my one. That's mean. Audrey's been so good, looking after me the last few years. She's just a bit overpowering.
Well, after this operation, you'll be more independent and you won't need the same degree of care.
Mo winces a little.
Right, one of the nurses will take you down for your stress echo.
Mo leaves Lorcan's bedside. Next, in the staff room, she rummages in her bag, takes out a bottle of water and some tablets. She swallows the painkillers, then turns and sees Johnny.
It's just a headache. Need a coffee.
Walking away, she touches her breast and looks in discomfort. Fair-haired Emily wakes with a start. Chrissy's beside her.
What are you still doing here?
He just wants to make sure you're not going through this on your own.
Does he now?
It's going to be a long day. It'd be good to have someone here with you.
The only reason I'm here is because he had his solicitor make me build a wall between our land.
I didn't want this to happen.
The local pitchfork brigade don't like a girl running a farm. I'm not part of their little boys' club.
Emily, this is not
going to
happen.
But I'm not going to let them beat me. I'm not going to let them run me off my farm. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to keep the farm.
Just try and relax.
If you really want me to leave, I will.
Do what you want.
To Max.
How's it looking for Emily Horton?
A lot like amputation.
There's nothing else we can do.
Attempt a reconstruction now and you'll still be looking at a functionally deficient limb which will require amputation further down the line.
What about revascularization?
You'd need a seriously skilled consultant and even then there's only a tiny chance of success.
But there is a chance.
When I say tiny, I mean hardly any. Almost none at all.
About Keller?
Oh, Chrissy, you know this goal.
Am I the only one here who sees this as wrong? Serena Campbell waltzes in here, implements a whole new system, which I'm sure makes her life easier and ours impossible.
Well, we just have to try and make this policy work.
It's not working for Emily.
Carrying a coffee, Mo gets into the lift, unaware Saoirse's behind her.
Which one?
Four, please.
Saoirse, what are you doing here?
William was readmitted last week.
Who?
That's the name we decided to call the baby in the end.
Well, why was he readmitted?
Necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yeah, but they have him on GI rest, right?
Yeah, he's fine now. We're taking him home this afternoon.
Oh, that's good.
Mo looks relieved.
I thought you'd be at home.
There was an emergency, a patient of mine called me at home.
Still a sucker for a sob story.
It must be.
Do you want to come see him?
We agreed, remember?
Yeah.
See, what you're doing wrong is you're pouring the milk straight from the carton into the jug and then heating it up and pouring it into the takeaway cups and then pouring out the milk that's left over at the end of the jug you don't use, which, let's say, is about a 20th of a pint of milk. Waste. Every time you make a coffee, and how many coffees do you make a day? From what I've seen, about 300 to 400. We'll call it 350 a day, by 2p, which is about the cost of a 20th of a pint of milk, by 6 days a week, by 50 weeks a year, and you have £2,100.
Mr. Binns.
And you must be Henrik Hansen. Oh, I was expecting you to be shorter, from your CV. I find highly successful men are usually below average height. Lord Sugar is 5'6". Bernie Eccleston, 5'2".
So George Binns, is it business manager for surgery?
Present and correct.
Oh, please follow me.
Smartly dressed, George joins Hansen in the lift.
Nicholas Sarkozy also 5'6".
Mo walks on to Darwin to see Johnny at the nurse's station.
Fever. Tick. Aches and pains. Tick. And now, fatigue. Tick. Congratulations, you've almost got the full set of symptoms.
I just met Saoirse in the lift.
What's she doing here?
The baby developed NEC. They brought him back in last week.
He's OK now, right?
Yeah. But they called him William.
After Prince William?
Oh, that's not even funny.
Oh, come on, considering this is Saoirse we're talking about, I think he got off lightly.
Not once did I ever imagine his name would be William. It feels odd, that's all.
This is why I was against this in the first place.
Really? You should have said.
Mo, you can't just have someone else's baby and then carry on with your life as if nothing had happened. It just doesn't work like that.
Emily.
They're not yuppie cows. They're Dexters. They're bred to be small.
I suppose they're organic too.
How do you do that? Make organic sound like a bad word.
Practice.
I'm just going to do this again.
Anyway, you feel that you have to stay around. The estate agent told me that you wanted to buy the farm, but I outbid you. That's why you've been so mean to me.
I haven't been mean to you.
Blood is seeping through the bandages.
BP's 80/46. 140.
We need a trauma team.
You're not going to amputate now.
I think that's my decision.
Chrissy's concerned.
Is this my office?
No, it's mine.
Oh, very swish. I approve.
Oh, good. Well, I thought that you could base yourself here until we find you somewhere more permanent.
Oh, it could be a bit of a squeeze. The two of us, bumping elbows.
Well, I've been in theatre all day.
Excellent. I presume it's 9 for an outside line.
I thought you might make a start on staff costs and efficiencies.
When do I get the big tour?
Sorry, the big tour?
Of the hospital. See, I need to know an organisation from top to bottom. Every cupboard and storeroom, every porter and nurse. Especially every nurse. That's how I work.
Well, today you will be working here exclusively in my office on staff costs and efficiencies.
A large box of files. In AAU...
We could just stem the bleed.
And leave her with a high-risk renal failure.
At least we've got a chance of saving the leg. She needs to see a vascular consultant.
I can handle this. Look, the big picture is we do this now, she's out of danger. And we're not referring, remember? It's an emergency, I think they'll understand.
What if anything goes wrong? You're on the firing line. Get a second opinion and then you're covered.
All right, let's see if we can stop this bleed. Clips, please.
He glares at Chrissy, then peers into the large leg wound, scowling.
BP's dropping. Great call, Sister Williams.
Emily watches as he works.
Still dropping. Got it. Tie.
Chrissy watches.
Scissors.
To the nurse.
Pack the wound, please. Word, please, Sister Williams.
I don't know what you think you've achieved in there, but all you've done is buy the patient an hour, maybe two.
Oh, and get her hopes up, which will make it even harder for her when we eventually do amputate.
But it's given us some time.
For what? Nothing has changed.
With a glare, he strides off. Mo is looking at x-rays on Darwin when Chantel walks up.
I got you this. His name's Morris, but you can change that if you like. And look what he does. I love Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, don't you? Everyone does.
Johnny grimaces when he sees the toy.
You can stop that. Can you stop it now, please?
Once you've pulled the string, it has to play itself out, but it's not long.
Mo just stares at her.
If you don't like monkeys, I can take it back.
Oh, it's lovely, thanks.
I just thought it'd be nice to get you something for your baby.
Mo and Johnny share a look. And Chantel notices other people staring.
I've done something wrong.
Look, He's not my baby. I was just his surrogate mother. After he was born, his genetic parents took him. He's their child. You must have been off the day I wore my Womb for Rent t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a joke, a bad joke. Look, if you'd rather keep the monkey...
No!
She thrusts it at Mo, who takes it.
I'll make sure he gets it.
With an awkward smile, Chantel leaves Mo staring down at the cuddly toy. George is sitting at Hansen's desk, staring through a bulbous, clear glass paperweight. With a bored expression, he puts it down and picks up some papers. Then he spins round and round in the chair. Suddenly, he gets up, slams the papers onto the pile of files, and heads out. Emily is being wheeled back into AAU. The man who brought her in, Charlie, gets up when he sees her.
Are you stalking me?
I wanted to wait and make sure you're okay.
Mm. Well, I've still got my leg. I wriggled my toes if it didn't hurt too much. Is that the worst of it over? Or just a stay of execution?
All we did was stem the bleed.
Stay of execution, then?
Nothing's been decided yet. You should prepare yourself for the possibility of an amputation.
Is that bad?
We're getting into the theatre as soon as we can.
I can hear the I told you so's already. Sell the farm and have to move back and live with my parents. Certainly proved everybody wrong.
Like I said, nothing's been decided yet. We need a specialist.
Chrissy walks off.
Seriously. You had your chance to make a break for freedom. What are you still doing here?
Just thought I'd stay, that's all.
Oh, God. You feel guilty? Well, don't. I absolve you. It wasn't your fault. I'm a lousy wall builder. Now go.
She puts the mask back on.
You can go. You're off the hook.
Yeah, I'd rather stay if it's all the same with you.
You are a stalker.
It says here that Serena Campbell has extensive vascular experience.
You're wasting your time.
If she wants to turn Emily away from Keller, then she can do it in person. I'm taking her up there.
Well, you can't. She's Max's patient.
He's not here.
He only went out for a cigarette.
Then you can fill him in when he gets back.
The monkey is sitting propped up on the desk next to Mo. She looks at it, uncomfortable with it staring at her. Then she grabs the toy and stuffs it into a cubbyhole. Lorcan's partner, Audrey, comes over, smiling at her.
They say the first 6 weeks are the hardest. Gets easier after that. You look a little tired. All those night feeds. I saw you with Lorcan, but his bed's empty.
He's gone for his stress echo.
I was supposed to go with him.
It's routine.
What if he needs me?
He's got a nurse with him.
But I know Lorcan. I know when something's really wrong.
It's fine.
You're saying he doesn't need me?
No, I'm not saying that at all. It's just that you don't need to be his full-time carer now. Think of it as a new life.
Serena's about to step into the lift when she sees Chrissy is in there with Emily and Charlie. She's not impressed.
We're going to Keller.
Isn't this an AAU patient?
I know, but her injuries would benefit from the specialist care on Keller. She has degloving of the right leg.
I really don't think that here is the place for this conversation. Back down to AAU, please. Perhaps you and I can finish this in private?
Excuse me, I don't know what's going on here, but if there's something you can do for Emily, then you should be doing it.
Please don't worry. She'll get all the care she needs in AAU. Sister Williams?
Chrissy looks apologetically at them before following Serena out.
Thank you for standing up for me.
Charlie smiles bashfully.
Ambushing me in the lift isn't going to win you any favours.
I just need you to look at this patient.
There's no point.
I've got her notes here. Now, Emily has suffered severe degloving and crush injuries.
The pilot non-referral policy means I can't take any patients from AAU.
Vascularisation is our only chance of saving this leg, and you have vast experience in this procedure.
I also have a full elective.
This is an emergency.
Serena glares and looks through the notes.
The chances of success are very slight.
What electives do you have that could be more important than this? Cyst drainage? Rectal prolapses? You'd really rather tinker about with a patient's ailments than save this woman's leg. That's why you became a doctor?
If a hospital is to run smoothly, there has to be proper policy.
You know, every time I hear you speak, all I hear is policy, never patient.
Oh, that's rather good. I might steal that for a paper I'm writing.
I take it I failed the stress test.
I think we made the right decision opting for surgery today.
Lorcan's brought back to find the words marry me spelt out in petals on his bed.
No, it's not strictly the 29th of February, but it is leap year. And Ms. Ofanga has made me realise that we have a new life now. So it's time to look to the future. A future, I hope, as Mrs. Lorcan Gladwell, if you'll marry me.
Gobsmacked, Lorcan looks round at Mo and the other nurses nearby and forces a smile.
Yes, of course I will.
They hug. Johnny to Mo.
Lorcan Gladwell's APTT has not increased.
Should have.
You did remember to give him his heparin? If an F1 had done that, you'd have worn your foot out on their arse.
I'll fix it.
Fix what?
She turns to Elliot behind her. Hanson and Rick stride into Keller and look confused when they see the place is deserted.
Where is everybody? Is there a meeting that I'm not aware of?
We're blue sky thinking here, so there's no wrong answers and no recriminations. You can say what you like, it's in the vault. Nurse Lane, there's one thing that you could change about working here. What would it be?
I like it as it is.
Yeah, but if there was one thing that you think would make it even better...
I like it all.
Just one thing? Anything?
Well, I'd stop all this being more efficient business. And I'd make the food nicer. Healthier for the patients. Aren't you going to write it on the board?
Mr. Binns, my office, please.
Mr. H, this is a management-free focus group.
Now.
Rick raises his eyebrows and smiles as he watches George scurry out.
What's it going to be when he grows up?
I wish I could say it was a mistake anyone could make.
I've got one thing. I'll fix it.
It is admirable returning to work early for this patient of yours, but only if you provide him with the care that he requires. If you feel this operation has come too soon, you must say.
I'm fine. I'll give him his heparin now and run another APTT.
Please make sure you do.
Chrissy to Emily.
So before you're brought into theatre, Mr. Schneider will talk you through the surgery. What's going to happen, what to expect. And afterwards, someone will discuss the physical therapy regime with you. And the possible prosthetics.
Emily looks horrified with the thought. Chrissy goes over to Max and Eddie at the nurse's station.
You've got a visitor.
Serena's in the office looking in a book. Eddie and Max swivel round in their chairs to watch.
I heard you wanted to see me.
Yes. I've managed to rejig my schedule of cysts and rectal prolapses, and I would quite like to examine your degloving patient.
Of course.
You lead the way.
Eddie pretends to be getting on with some work, but Max just stares openly as Chrissy leads Serena over to Emily. Max and Eddie then share a confused look. Mo to Lorcan.
You are officially my first pre-op wedding proposal.
Can't say I saw it coming either.
Oh, they're the most romantic, the ones that come out of the blue.
Could have done without the audience.
Easy to say no. Careful, I might think you don't want to get married.
It's for Audrey. It's what she wants. And she deserves it after everything she's done for me.
What do you want?
Right now, just to get through this operation.
I think we can arrange that.
Saoirse appears.
Excuse me. Thought we'd agreed on this.
Johnny sees Saoirse following Mo. Hanson's office.
Now, I specifically asked you to stay here in my office with the staff cost data.
I know, but I wanted to get a feel for the hospital.
I believe we've had this conversation.
There could be so much more to this job than just data and figures. If you would just loosen the shackles and let me roam free, then you'll see what I can do.
I'm afraid roaming free is not part of your remit.
But you want me at my most effective?
Yes, I do. Here in my office, reviewing staff cost.
Okay.
After everything you've done, we thought it would be nice if you had some kind of memento of William. So, this is for you. If you want it.
Mo takes the envelope.
Thanks.
And there's one other thing. I've been offered a job. But it does mean we'll be moving.
Moving where?
Montreal. Once we've sorted out the legal stuff. It's a great place to bring up William. Well, there's excellent health care and education.
Congratulations. Here, Montreal makes no difference. I wasn't going to see him anyway.
He's only upstairs. You could still say goodbye.
No, I can't.
You don't have to decide now. Think about it. He's not being discharged until 3.
Mo doesn't look as Saoirse leaves. Fighting to stay in control, Mo flops onto a chair, exhausted, before glancing over at the padded envelope. In AAU, Serena's inspecting Emily's leg.
Patient notes, please. Thank you. I can see why Mr. Schneider chose amputation. But I think we can do better than that. Maybe G's don't look too acidotic, vascular supply looks salvageable, and if we can repair the artery and pack the area, I think we might be able to save the leg. But we need to get you into theatre straight away, so let's get her prepped, please.
Shall I take her up to Keller?
No, I'll do it here on AAU. Can someone get me some scrubs, please? Sister Williams, why don't you scrub in on this? Well, you're invested in the case. The patient seems to like you. And I'm curious to see how you perform in theatre.
Emily smiles with relief. On Darwin, Lorcan's watching Audrey on the phone when Johnny comes over.
Has Mr. Finger got you to fill out a consent form yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll go and get you a form, and I'll be right back.
Audrey comes over.
I spoke to Sharon. She's so excited about being a bridesmaid. As soon as you're back on your feet, I'll start looking at venues. I fancy somewhere classy, like a stately house.
Audrey.
Or a foreign wedding. So romantic to get married on a beach at sunset. Or is it sunrise? One of those, anyway.
Audrey, please.
As soon as we're married, we can start trying for a baby. I know we don't have time on our side, but you hear of loads of women who have babies in their 40s.
I can't do this.
Of course you can. Don't be silly.
No. I can't get married or have a baby with you.
Why not?
Because we're not right together. You overpower me and I feel smothered. I can't breathe.
That's your heart disease.
No. It's you.
Her smile fades.
Look, I know you've been really good to me. And I appreciate that.
I put a chairlift in my house for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. After 5 years, that's all you have to say. I'm sorry.
Oh, my spray.
Now, you want me to help you again?
Please, Audrey.
Are you sure it wouldn't be too smothering for you?
I didn't mean that. Look, I know you've been good to me. Look, I will marry you, the spray.
Excuse me, please. Thank you. ST depression.
Is it going to be okay?
We need to get him into theatre right away. Call Mr. Fanger.
Audrey looks tearful. Mo's sitting in the nurse's office with baby pictures laid out in front of her. She fiddles with the ID band, then takes out a plaster cast of William's feet. She tearfully caresses the mouldings. A text message is asking where she is. Charlie's mobile. He dumps the call.
What?
Bark.
Because I'm a farmer, I can't like bark.
Doesn't really go with the flaming pitchforks.
Yeah, well, I also like Morris dance and I collect porcelain figurines.
I do hope you're joking.
Right, I'm going to be taking you into the theatre shortly, so let's get you ready.
This goes well. How long before I'm walking?
You do realise this is one in a series of ops you'll need, and also extensive physical therapy.
So with all that, how long?
6 to 9 months. Considering your injuries, that's good. Believe me.
If I'm out for 6 months, I'll lose the farm.
Right now, your leg is the priority. Let's take her straight into theatre.
In Darwin Theatre, Elliot's making an incision.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, whatever detained you was very important.
Do we know where he crashed?
Not yet.
I know I missed the heparin, but everything else was in order.
If you like, I can take the lead on this.
No, I'll do it.
Scalpel, please.
Mo makes a long incision in Lorcan's chest. In Hansen's office, George taps away on a calculator and writes a number in a notebook. He reaches for more papers and sorts them into piles before tapping more figures into the calculator. Concentrating, he nods to himself as he works with enthusiasm. A long number appears on the calculator screen and his notebook is filling with figures.
Octopus stabilizer, please.
Beads of sweat cover Mo's forehead as she works in Lorcan's open chest.
Two bulldog hips.
Elliot's taking a vein from the leg.
15 blade, please.
Would you like a towel?
Thanks.
He dabs her face.
Relax, you're doing fine. Remember, theatre is like a beehive. Takes its mood from the Queen.
Thank you, Nurse McConey. If I'd wanted fortune cookie advice, I would have asked for it.
Next time, wipe your own face.
Mo notices Elliot watching her. In AAU theatre...
Saline, please. There's months of work here. But at least you'll still have a pair of legs at the end of it. Forceps.
Max and Chrissy look at each other.
I hope today's drama won't be a regular occurrence.
I can't promise that.
I see. A tractor? No. Why don't you have a go, Sister Williams?
Chrissy takes it back from Max.
That's it, well done. Loops, please.
Hansen returns to his office. He stares at the chaos of papers strewn all over the place. There's also an almost empty pizza box. Looking angry, he strides out. In Darwin Theatre...
Keep suction on. Shunt, please.
Elliot watches Mo as she works. She seems to struggle with something, and Johnny looks concerned.
Is Fangus everything all right?
Yes. Seminoproline.
BP's dropping.
I can see that.
Just stay calm.
Still dropping.
We could put him on bypass.
No, I can't do that. It's too risky. He needs to stay off pump.
Adrenaline, please.
No, you're leaking.
A wet patch.
I'm sorry.
Still dropping.
You can't touch that, you're scrubbed in. Step away from the table, please. Ms. Afanga. Tip his head downwards, please. And another 5 milligrams adrenaline. Okay. Cardiac output stabilized. 4 steps, please.
A distraught Mo tears off her face mask and scrubs as she leaves. Charlie's on his mobile.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important. It's Jack Townsend's old place, the one that was bought by the girl from London. Appreciate it.
An upset Mo dashes past him down the stairs. Back in AAU Theatre.
We were right. This is more exciting than a prolapsed rectum. Vascular soft lens, please. There's a nursing position coming up on Keller.
Yes, Nurse McKee mentioned it.
Oh, I think it would be perfect for you. 5 operarian, please. It would be a promotion, and if you got it, we'd have to work quite closely together. Which I know may not sound like much of a selling point to you now, but I think it could be fun. Anyway, have a think.
Have you seen Mr...
Over there. He's changed the weekend work rotors. I think he might need saving from the lynch mob.
You need to do the work. That's true, but there's no point doing work. Henrik!
Mr. Hansen?
Mr. Hansen, I was just explaining.
Could I have a word with you in private, please?
He hands papers to a nurse, then scurries over.
Why have you changed the weekend rotor without approval?
See, I was going through the staff cost and efficiency data, like you asked, and I noticed that we have way too many staff working weekends. Based on current patient figures, I reckon at least 20% too many. Of course, we could increase patient numbers to match staff numbers, but that's not really feasible in the short term. So instead, I did up a new weekend schedule, trimming all the fat.
This isn't working.
Well, do you know how much money I just saved you?
No doubt a considerable amount. You were right, you see. There is more to your job than mere figures and data. Taking instruction, adapting to an organisational structure, understanding your remit and working within it, none of which you're very good at. So, I shall speak to HR, giving you time to remove your belongings from my office.
Hands in pockets, George looks at his feet, dejected. Johnny finds Mo sitting outside. He walks up to her, then stops and waits for her to turn to him.
They're not tears, they're liquid hormones.
No, I'm... Yeah. Wipe your liquid hormones.
She takes a tissue, and he puts the rest of the packet back into his pocket.
Locking Gladwell is going to be fine.
Well, that's something. Sorry if I was...
Anarchy Co in theatre?
Well, I was going to say Snippy, but Anarchy Co works.
He sits down next to her.
You know, I had it all worked out. I was just going to carry someone else's baby, give birth, and then give it to them. And it wouldn't bother me because I didn't want children anyway, and I feel really good about myself for helping a childless couple.
Feels like you're building to a butt.
Yeah.
Struggling to speak, she turns to him.
I miss having him inside me. I just miss him, that's all. Of course, this is probably just my hormones screaming for attention.
No, it's not.
He puts his arm around her.
If you want to say I told you so, go ahead. You're right.
I think I'll save my gloating for later. Why don't you go and see him?
I can't. The deal was that I wouldn't see him again once I'd handed him over. It was what I wanted.
Is it what you still want?
I don't know.
What'd you do?
Emily's wheeled out of theatre.
Good work, everyone. I know you don't like me. It's written all over your face, Tony, for his body language.
Oh, that obvious, is it?
Just a bit. But, you know, I'm not all that bad. I think we could get on really well. I say this because I don't want you not applying for the nursing position just because you think I'm a thundering bitch.
We're already short-staffed on AAU.
Your current position would be filled. Wouldn't make any difference to AAU numbers.
All right, it's not just that.
What not?
I don't agree with some of the changes you've made. Like the non-referral policy. I think it'd be wrong for me to apply for the job.
Well, I respect that, but, you know, we both want the same thing here. Best patient welfare. See how I managed to slip the patient word in there. You'll agree Emily Horton got the best possible care today.
Only because I had to fight for it.
Right. Well, if you could just give this non-referral policy a go, then when the trial period's over, I will listen to your feedback and promise to take it into consideration. Sound fair?
Yes.
Good. Oh, and, do think about the job.
Mo strides into paediatrics.
Hi.
She frantically peers through a window in a door, then turns round as Saoirse comes in.
Mo?
George, in a tidy office.
Still here. I wanted to tidy up. I know I got it wrong today. I was way too, but I promise you, if you give me another chance, I will be less me. Do exactly as I'm told. No solo runs. Nothing without your approval.
So this is how you worked the weekend staff rates and rotas, is it?
Yeah.
Calculations.
Be here at 8 a.m. tomorrow, please, so that we can find you an office of your own.
8 a.m.
George shakes his head in disbelief and grins. Hansen turns back to the whiteboard covered with figures and smiles. In paediatrics...
I thought you'd gone.
You know how long it takes to get discharged from a hospital.
I bought this for William. It plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I love Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah, everyone does.
Would you like to hold him?
Maybe.
You won't mind.
Saoirse lifts him up out of his clear plastic cot as an unsure Mo watches her. She passes him over to Mo with a smile. Mo looks at him.
Why don't I give you two a few minutes alone?
Thanks.
Saoirse leaves, and tears trickle down Mo's cheeks as she gazes at William.
Hello.
He looks up at her.
Bless you. You're beautiful.
Emily wakes up in AAU to see Chrissy at the end of her bed.
How are you feeling?
Woozy.
You can relax. Miss Campbell did an amazing job on your leg.
Charlie arrives with three other men.
So you brought the mob? Well, you won. I won't be able to keep the farm now.
Just be quiet and listen up for once. This is Simon Trimble. He owns the farm at the back of yours. This is Jack. This is the land just over from Simon's. This is Dick, cousin of mine. Now, between the four of us, we're going to do up a roster and we're going to take care of your farm for you until you're back on your feet. So you don't have to worry about anything. Look after it all.
Thank you.
And if there's anything else you need?
Well, I'm going to be here on my own for a long time.
I can't talk for the rest of them, but I'll certainly drop by and pay you a visit.
They exchange bashful smiles. Chrissy walks over to Eddie at the nurse's station.
So, are you going to take it?
the new job?
Oh, I haven't decided yet.
Oh, come on. Isn't that what today was all about? You getting in with your new best mate, Serena?
Do you know what the irony is? Until 2 minutes ago, I was undecided. Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie turns round and watches her go thoughtfully. Audrey is pacing back and forth outside the lift. She spots a tear-stained Mo, who trudges over to her.
He was in pain and needed his spray. I wouldn't give it to him.
That's why he crashed.
He said he didn't want to marry me.
Mo gently leads her over to some seats and they sit down.
I was trying to teach him a lesson.
Couldn't you have just cut up his suits? This doesn't have to be a bad thing.
I'm 42 years old and I've probably just missed my last chance of having a child. Feels like a bad thing right now.
You know what? You've still got time. And there's more to life, like friends and work. Now, surely that's got to be better than pining after something that you can never have.
Mo looks unconvinced and pats her knee. Max finds Eddie at the nurse's station looking thoughtful.
I, for one, am glad that you're the one that's staying. You know what's a great cure for disappointment?
If you say time.
Pints. I find pints work for rejection, anger, failure, and thirst. And you look like you could use a cure-all right now. My shout after work?
Why not?
My two favourite words.
Mo is with Lorcan, who takes off his oxygen mask.
How did I do?
You laid still and didn't die, which is all we could ask for.
My new symptom-free life?
It's too early to say for sure, but I'm quietly optimistic.
He spots a downcast Audrey in the doorway.
Wanted to make sure you're okay.
According to my doctor, I'm doing well.
That's good.
He nods at Mo, who smiles and takes the hint.
I'll be right back.
Audrey stays in the doorway as Mo goes.
I'm sorry for everything. But you'll meet someone. Someone who...
Don't say deserves you.
...will make you happy.
Pack up your stuff. Drop it off at your place.
Without another word, she turns and heads off. Lorcan watches her go. Mo's waiting at the nurse's station for Elliot.
Mr. Hope, thanks for stepping in.
You made the right call, insisting we take him to theatre. If we'd waited much longer, he might not have made it.
He's fixed now.
I suggest antibiotics and taking it easy for a while.
For Mr. Gladwell?
No, for you. Mastitis isn't just going to go away by itself.
Johnny told you.
No, I'm a doctor. No. Go home.
Audrey steps out of the lift with tears streaming down her face. Serena dashes to push the button as Chrissy appears.
Miss Campbell. Sister Williams. I just wanted to let you know I've changed my mind.
Woman's prerogative?
About applying for that job.
I've no doubt you'll be the perfect candidate. A nice jacket. Oh, I think I've got one like that. We'll have to synchronise our wardrobes, make sure we don't wear them on the same day. If you get the job.
Chrissy smiles, as does Serena. Outside, Mo is gazing sadly at William's ID band. Johnny spots her.
Ready? You want to give that a miss?
No, I don't think I can face going home on my own just yet.
Okay. Penny?
The pints are on me.
I believe that when I see it.
Are you saying that because I'm Scottish?
No, it's because you're tired.
To think I was going to throw in some pork scratches.
Get some pork scratches, get a sniff of that.
What is that?
It's
it smells like something died.
They walk off, arm in arm.